Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Very rainy day in Los Angeles. We've had a lot of accidents, a lot of trouble traveling, and one of the things that keeps us traveling, of course, is gasoline. And we've spoken with Vernon Dozier. He is a high school football coach at Belmar Academy in South Pasadena, also a math teacher, and also part owner of a service station in the Pasadena area. And I hope you're staying dry today, Mr. Dozier.
We're trying, Phil.
The price of gas, I wanted to bring this up today. I got gas yesterday. It was $2.02 a gallon. The price of gasoline here in the L.A. area, and I'm sure across the country, is going up. We're now at $2 a gallon here in L.A. anyway. Many say it's the advent of war. Because of the advent of war, there's gouging, price gouging. What would you say to that?
Well, that's the party line, I guess, Phil. That's the way out. That's people blaming me and other service station owners for what is their problem and their own fault.
How so? You mean the fault of the consumer?
That is correct.
How so?
Well, the price of gas goes up, Phil, primarily in response to a lot of different things. One of them is overhead at any service station. Repair is one part, but most of the overhead at service stations is as a result of keeping the public facilities, the coffee areas, the air pump, etc. And the price of gas is going up and down depending upon many aspects upon how well customers are treating the facility and whether or not they want to respect my place of business, or treat it like some garbage dump, or come in and get gas, or come in and get coffee and leave stuff laying around.
Are you talking about like restrooms and things? I mean, if people are, the first thing I think of at a gas station that isn't treated well, I guess, is a restroom.
Well, you can start with the restrooms. They're filthy. Most people that come into, and I don't mean any disrespect by this, but most people who use service station restrooms are like animals, and I think they understand that. When they use they don't flush the toilet, the mothers are leaving their filthy diapers in the sink. I've come in to clean the restroom area. My brother-in-law operates the station, and during the summertime I help him when there is no school. And we have found filthy diapers, people urinating on the seat, and I can tell you, Mr. Andrea, ever since I guess I was about 15 years old when I saw my father, who was in the service station, he was actually in the retail end of gasoline sales, and I always wanted to own a piece of a service station to help folks repair.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're saying that, in other words, the price of gas goes up because it's tougher to keep the station clean?
Well, you're buying paper towels, you're buying toilet paper, you're buying seat covers, you're buying more stir sticks. In other words, when people come into your service station and treat it like it's a garbage dump and act like animals, you have to...
You've used the word animals twice. Do you like your customers?
Of course I do. Yes, I do, Phil.
Because you're sounding like they're coming in and doing this on... I guess they are doing it on purpose.
Well, they are doing it on purpose, but I don't think they mean any ill... They're not angry at me, necessarily. It's just the way Americans are. They do not... They're not a very clean people. I've always loved being clean. Being clean is important to me. I like being clean. My family, I think we're fastidious people. And then I have to go to the gas station in the summer. And I can tell you that's just like taking a boot to the stomach. When I walk into a bathroom and it hasn't been flushed, you can see that a woman has put her mini pad down a toilet. I mean, you better believe I'm going to adjust my prices for the amount of time that I have to spend taking a hanger and pulling some woman's mini pad out of the toilet. Now, I will adjust the prices.
All right, I want to be clear. Across the board, the gasoline prices go up because, at least in part, you guys have a serious amount of overhead in terms of dirty bathrooms and the way the customers treat the service station.
That is correct. And I really resent people saying that we gouge because of the war, or we're gouging because of the price of oil. In part, sometimes that's the reason. But for the most part, the amount of money that I spend on those paper towels, for instance, the blue ones that you use to wipe off your windshield, those are very expensive. Well, people use those things to wipe their armpits, blow their nose, rubbing it up and down in areas... What is the point when that is specifically used for cleaning out windshields? the coffee area. The stir sticks are thrown all over the place. The little creamer cups are thrown all over the place. People are using the cups, little children. And I know it's cute for a lot of people, but when the little children take those cups out and then put them on their face and start blowing into them and making noises, I'm sure you've heard a child, they go, boo. I'm sure you've heard that.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I have to be honest with you. I'm an adult, and I still do that myself.
Well, all right, but that costs money. You want to know why your price of gas is going up? A lot of things cost money.
All right, hold on, Vernon. Vernon Dozier, he's a part owner in a service station. I wanted to get on people that are operating in the retail end of gasoline sales because the price of gas is going up these days. I don't know if you noticed it or not. I don't know what you're paying in your town. I'm paying $2 a gallon. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The price of gasoline is obviously something that is affected by a lot of different things, correct?
Absolutely. I mean,
the price of oil, the war worries, and these things. People believe they're being gouged. In other words, dishonestly gouged.
No, I do not do it. No one I know does it. We do not gouge. We are reacting to market pressures. And one of the areas that we have not brought up, but I'm bringing it up, is the American public, without proper manners, acting like pigs, raising the price of gas because I have to recoup the money that I lose scrubbing out toilets, prying some woman's maxi pad out of a toilet, prying some child's diaper out of a, you know, I come in and the sink is full of diapers that are full of all this baby nonsense. And then I got to go and all of this stuff costs me money. Now, how do I make that money back? There's only one way.
Well, how does it cost you money to clean out a bathroom?
It's time away from my customers, or I have to hire somebody to do it. I've got to pay him. How do I make the money back on that? I jack the price of the gas. For instance, the coffee cups. How do I make my money back on the coffee cups? I have to price jack the price of the gas. So it isn't. I'd love to blame it all on the Arabs, but sometimes you have to call a spade a spade. The animals that come into...
See, you've called the American people animals now. This is the third time you've referred to people that come into your gas station as animals.
Ask anybody that's been into the restroom of a service station. They know exactly what I'm talking about. The toilet ain't flushed. There's pee everywhere. I had to take a coat hanger. Last August, I had to take a coat hanger and pry out some guy, and I don't know if you want me to say it, had taken a dump, and it was...
All right,
I mean, what do you call somebody that leaves their stir stick on the counter? That's a pig. A living, breathing, walking, four-legged pig. And I've got to clean that up? Let me tell you what. I'll jack the price of my gas.
Vernon Dozier's with us. You sound angry.
No, Phil, I'm not angry. Let me tell you something, and I want you to hear me very clearly, and I want your listeners to hear me very clearly. When we raise the price of gas, it isn't always the fault of the Arabs. Because there's a day when I come home, and my hands smell like human waste, and I swear to the Christian God, and I swear a blood oath, that if I got to go into the women's room one more time and pull some Gotex out of a toilet, I'm going to jack the price of the gas. Now, I'm not angry, but I will not have it stuck to me. And I think that this time, when we are about to go to war with Iraq, this is when they say it's my fault. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's not my fault. Take a look at your wife. Take a look at that box of tampons. She says, excuse me, I got to take care of some business. And maybe what you could do is say, try not shoving it down the toilet this time, okay? I'd like to get this gallon of gas for less than $3. You understand what I'm saying?
So it's more punishment than anything else.
Yes, it is punishment, and it is the price of doing business. The reason why gas is $2 a gallon is because the average motorist, when he comes into a service station, gets his coffee, leaves the stir stick lying around, pours sugar on the counter, and here's the other thing. You know the penny tray, Phil? This is very interesting. You know the penny tray which says take one if you need one and leave one?
Yeah.
Okay. Every last one of those pigs that come into my store take a penny. I saw an old lady take a handful of them, look at me, and smile. Man, I was reeling for an hour on that one. I was walking around talking to myself. I put a tray out that says, take a penny if you need one. And this old lady comes into my store, takes all the pennies, and smiles at me.
All right, if it's necessary because of overhead, I get it. But if it's punitive, Mr. Dozier, that's punishment. And that's the area that I don't quite understand. I'm going to give our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686. Does that guy sound angry to you? Because he sounds that way to me. We're talking to Vernon Dozier. The man is a part owner of a service station. Why is the price of gasoline close to $2, if not over $2 a gallon? Is it war worries? Is the price of oil going up? Are we being gouged? What he just told me is the price of gasoline goes up many times because people misuse the facility. The restroom's filthy. He's got to clean it up. The stir sticks are left lying around. He's got to clean that up. In other words, it's overhead cleaning up after filthy customers, according to Vernon Dozier. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if you've been getting gasoline lately, but the next time you see $2 a gallon, consider the fact that the toilet is backed up. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm talking to a service station owner. His name is Vernon Dozier in California about the fact that gasoline prices go up for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is the misuse of the facility by customers. You were talking about the filthy restrooms.
That is correct, yeah.
And the way they misuse the coffee counter.
Well, the price, Phil, is variable according to a lot of different things.
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you. If they don't like the price of your gas, they'll go someplace else.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. The price is going to be the same everywhere else.
Okay.
I mean, because this is every service station owner knows what I'm talking about. It's because the other operators feel the same way. Now, people want to change their filthy ways and start cleaning up after themselves, learn how. The other thing I don't like is in the morning I'll come in and realign the candy counter where you have the Almond Joys or what have you and the Mounds bars or what have you in one area. And there's this one woman comes in. Oh, man, this is some kind of a piece of work. This broad or the woman comes in and she takes the Kit Kats and she loves to move everything around. Now I put the Kit Kats or what have you over in that area in the right area with the Heath bars, and this P-I-T-C-H, this is the only thing I want to call her, so.
All right, well, watch the language, okay?
I'm sorry, but she's moving everything around, and I go over and I, you know, you're talking to yourself, so I'll jack the price because that's time out of my life to rearrange the candy rack.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Gasoline prices go up for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is, I guess you guys are not using, proper hygiene in the bathrooms. April, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, my question is, or my thought is if they're messing up the bathrooms, then charge them to use the bathrooms. If they're messing up their coffee station, then raise the price on your coffee.
Well,
if I never come into your gas station and all I do is pull up and buy gas and leave, why should I pay more money for gas?
Exactly. See, you're being punished because these other people are acting like pigs. Yes.
If you're jacking up the prices because the coffee station is messed up or because your life is screwed up because the candy bar section is messed up, no, I shouldn't have to pay more money for gas when the money could be recouped in other ways.
That's a good point.
Well, no, it's not a good point, Phil. I'll tell you why. I can't jack the price on the coffee. I can't. First of all, how am I going to make them pay? Pay toilets have been outlawed in the United States for the last 5 years, so I can't charge them to use a toilet. See, that's what they used to keep blacks out of the toilets at one time. You know, it cost you a quarter to use the toilet. Most blacks didn't have a quarter, so they used pay toilets. Now you can't do that. Now, and the other thing these people do is they leave the soda fridge door open, and I'm not here to cool the whole freaking block off. You know what I'm saying? So that costs electricity.
Well, that doesn't address the question. What do you mean blacks? Why is this racial?
Because that's why they had pay toilets at one time.
All right, well, what's the question the lady asked about, what was it, April, about the coffee?
If the coffee station is constantly a mess, then raise the price per cup of coffee by a nickel to recoup that cost.
I can't. That's not even going to
break. But the thing is, you run that gas station.
They don't use enough coffee to help recoup. So in other words, the gasoline is what pays for everything. They don't use
enough. But why should I have to pay for somebody else's mess when you can find other ways to recoup your money?
Because I can't recoup my money off the... Look, at the amount of time I got to spend cleaning up after some pig that came in and poured cream and coffee all over the place doesn't recoup enough money. One guy buys coffee, he dumps it everywhere. I can get it off of you. Now, you're right. You should.
And how is that fair? Explain to me how that is even
I think it's only right because...
Because
odds
it's the
are.
Only way.
No,
it's the
are.
Only way.
Yeah, she's got
that
a good
you
point.
Can make more money without
fair?
Getting in trouble.
No, because the odds are, April, at one
because
time.
Because it's not regulated
no.
well enough,
no,
and
on.
You won't get busted
no,
for raising your gas
the reason
prices.
Why, the reason why you have to pay is because the odds are, at one time or another in your life, and probably more than once, you shoved a maxi pad down a toilet yourself. Or
okay,
you
and
did
you don't
it.
Even
now,
know
on.
Me, so let's
you,
not
yeah,
even,
let's
go,
not
that
even go there.
But
go
you,
here.
But you know that you've left a toilet unflushed at one time or another. I mean, this is only human.
And well, if it's only human, then what are you bellyaching about it?
Because I got to go in and flush it.
Do you own the gas station, or do you just work there?
I'm part owner.
Okay, so when you got into this ownership,
yes, ma'am.
You understood what you were getting into.
I understood, ma'am, that I wanted to operate a service station, but nobody told me that I had to go in with a hanger and pull a
have
coat
you never
and
have you
pull a
never
diaper.
Gone into a gas station prior to going into ownership for this gas station?
Well,
have you never been in a bathroom in a gas station to see what some of these places look like?
The bathrooms that I've been into were beautiful, spotless. You could eat off the floor.
Oh my God, where? There's
well,
a gas station
no,
bathroom.
My next point was going to be
people
is that
are pigs, and this has gotten out of control, and I won't be surprised to see a sanitary pad right next to the French vanilla cream on the coffee counter. That's how bad it's gotten. So I am trying to get people in line. Because
okay.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to walk in one morning, and I'm going to see a sanitary napkin sitting next to...
Okay, sir, you know, please. I mean, enough of that.
Well, that's what's... And if I have to walk into the bathroom one more time and clean up some ass nugget that...
Okay.
Why don't
you
just
wash
find
your,
something
you know
else to do?
Because I love gas stations. I love repairing cars. I didn't
really?
Know that, you know, repairing a car, that I'd also have to wipe up after some kid. You know.
Because it doesn't sound like you
yeah.
love what you do.
I love it. It's the people
I can
are
tell
take,
you that
like
where
it.
I'm from, there's a certain chain of gas stations. I won't mention the name. But their gas prices, on average, are a dime less than most big-name gas stations or even the mom-and-pop places, and they are the cleanest gas stations in town.
Oh, but you know how they do that? You think
they don't gouge me on my gas prices because your toilet's backed up.
You think you're paying a dime less, but they're giving you less gas.
What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is it's pumping not as much gas as a normal station is.
So she's
and that's still, against the law. So if they get caught doing that,
well,
they will be federally prosecuted.
Well, there you go.
So
see, at least I'm being honest enough.
Regulated.
I'm being honest enough to tell you, please keep your Kotex out of my...
All right, would you please not anymore? We got it already. All right, April, thank you very much.
No problem.
1-800-449-8686.
You know, Mr. Henry, if I could.
Go ahead.
You know, there's a lot of people who are blaming me and saying that this is my fault. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. First of all, those guys that are selling gas for 10 cents less, the gas is cheaper because it's crap you put into a weed eater, okay? You don't run an automobile with it. It's lawnmower gas.
Now, what's the difference?
Lawnmower gas powers a lawnmower. You put it into an automobile, and I guarantee you're going to have dirt and grime and black sludge and carbon inside your engine within minutes after you roll out of the gas station. All I'm asking people to do is flush a toilet, for Christ's sake.
All right, I realize he's angry. 1-800-449-8686. Why are you paying more at the gas pump? Because you're leaving behind filth in the bathroom. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I know we have a service station owner on the line. You say you're doing a lot of this, Mr. Dozier, and we're talking with Vernon Dozier, part owner of a service station in Pasadena, California, to punish your customers for leaving behind unflushed toilets and stir sticks.
Some of it is, yes, sir. At least I'm honest enough to admit it, okay?
Don't you think that's a little childish?
At least I'm honest enough. Well, you call me, you infer that I'm not that I'm not adult. You infer that I'm childish. I would say to you that I'm the one who's admitting it, and all these other guys don't. And so I'm the one that's got to take the heat. And I come on your radio show, and I say, yes, if you're going to make me go in with a hanger and bust apart some load a guy left in there, then what do I get out of that? What do I get out of that? I want to ask you that, Mr. Henry. What do I get out of that?
You're the owner of the station. I mean, you can hire someone to clean. You could maybe fix the plumbing.
The answer, Mr. Henry, is I don't get anything out of that. So I'm going to object the price. And somebody's got to pay for that. I come home smelling like human waste. I work at a gas station. I should come home smelling like oil and cars and good things, which I've always loved in my life. I shouldn't come home smelling like human waste.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here. I want to get to Donald because he's been hanging on. Donald?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yes, sir. You own a service station, correct?
Yeah, I'm an Amoco BP dealer in the state of Florida for 8 years.
Go ahead.
And, you know, with this guy has absolutely no clue as to the business. I don't even believe he owns a service station.
All right, let me ask you a question. I am part owner with my brother-in-law, and I was told not to say the station I work for.
I'd rather you not.
Well, it does. Okay. I'm proud of who I work for and who I'm a dealer for.
I'm proud of who I'm a dealer for, too, but I... You know,
well, I don't want to get sued because you're having to take maxi pads out of a toilet by some gasoline chain.
Look, I do what I got to do. All I'm telling you is what you've been saying is a whole bunch of crap.
Do you like pulling maxi pads out of toilets?
In our business, you have to be competitive with every station within a 2 mile radius
Absolutely.
Of your store.
Absolutely.
Okay? You get. I don't know if you're a major or like an off brand. Okay? If you're a major, you get, at 12 o'clock midnight, you get price changes from your company, okay? Say at midnight tomorrow, the price of gas is going up 3.5
cents a gallon. Who do you work for? Amoco?
Yes.
Now, you're on the East Coast.
Yes, I'm
on
the East Coast.
No, it's a whole different ballgame out here, my friend. We got refineries out here on the West Coast.
Okay, but all I'm saying to you is...
We got refineries out in Pedro.
All I'm saying to you is,
I'm
going to
stick my bare hand into a toilet.
In our business... You make your money in your convenience store, okay? In Florida, we work on maybe a 3 to 7 cent a gallon margin.
What do you do?
Okay?
What do you do when someone's moving the Kit Kat bars and all of that nonsense?
What do we do? Readjust it back. You know why? Because they're our customers, and that's the service we give our people.
That's true,
you know?
But they have no right to come in and mess all the candy display up. After I did it good.
When I go into a restaurant, I have little kids. Sometimes they'll have accidents. They'll spill a soda. They'll drop a napkin on the floor.
Good point.
I'm not going to get down and pick up the napkin.
That's a good point.
Because that is part of going into a restaurant. Okay?
I'm not doing it purposely. But with the ones that are messing up, this was a woman who took all the Heath bars and stuck them over where I had Almond Joys.
Simple. Ask the woman not to come back. Is that your only customer? Ask the woman not to come back.
Okay, but still, I've got to put up with the stress and the strain of dealing with this.
That's the business we're in, sir. That's the business that we're in.
I got into the service station business because I love automobiles. I love repairing them.
I don't have repairs. I have a car wash and a convenience store.
All right. Let me ask Donald. So, do you ever raise your prices to punish your customers for leaving unflushed?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I could never.
On.
What am I going to do? This guy I don't like, I'm going to raise my price 2 cents a gallon.
Well, what about that?
The guy across the street from me is not going to raise his price.
Exactly.
I lose business.
Well, what about that old whore that stole the pennies from me? What about that?
You ask her not to come back, or you ask her to give you the pennies back.
You can't penalize other
customers. These are the backbone of your business.
It is something.
And I would imagine, sir, the people that you're talking about, if you have a successful business, is a very, 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 very small percentage of the people that walk through your place.
Absolutely. Thank you, Donald, for your call. I thought that was a very sensible man who...
Well, see, he thinks he's all high and mighty because he's an Amoco dealer. I'll tell you something. These guys that work for the majors, and they're making money hand over fist. And there's a guy down the street from me, and he's got a union station, and he thinks he's God's gift to...
Do you work... The guy said off-brand. What does that mean?
It means a smaller distributor.
Union, by the way, is Union 76, which is a West Coast brand, right?
Yes, sir. It's that guy that I talked to just now. I had a BP. That's British Petroleum. Those guys think their stuff doesn't stink.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Brad. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to comment on that fella about the gasoline. About the gasoline that you said was different. Did you put in a lawnmower, a cheaper gas?
Yes, sir.
You are full of it. I haul gasoline to your stations for a lot of years, sir, and
wait,
that is no different than any other gasoline you put in the car. Now, don't come along and tell these poor people that don't understand.
Brad, this is Phil Henry. I want to ask. So if I go to the gas station and I ask the guy, I want some gas for my lawnmower.
He goes in the back and gets this lousy garbage they got.
No.
Yeah, it's the lousy stuff.
No. You can't fool all
like
people all the time.
64
and you know, you sound like you have a personal problem anyway.
Why?
If you smell like human waste when you go home, sir, why don't you clean up before you go home?
Because the fact of the matter is that I, as a service station owner, shouldn't have to be sticking my hand into a diaper full of load.
It's no different than any other business. If you can't handle it, if you can't run on the porch with the big dog, jump off. You don't sound like you should
be
in business.
Well, you know something, that's all very nice that you say that, but I'm here to tell people the truth, that lawnmower gas is part Coca-Cola, part fuel.
Well, I can't really tell
stuff.
You what I would think, because you are full of it. And you have
Hey, Brad, you drive tanker trucks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, oh, all right. You drive for one company or all the companies?
I drive for all the companies.
Well, so...
Well, he doesn't know anything about gas. He's hauling it behind him. The only thing you know is how it smells.
Yeah, that's right. And most of it comes out of the same thing.
Hey, let me ask you something.
The additive.
Hey, Brad.
And there's something else you said was
Brad,
a lie, sir.
Brad, have you ever tried to get ass nugget soup out from under your fingernails? No, you haven't.
Listen, you smart ass.
You
said
haven't.
That there were stations shorting people a gallon of gas. That's a lie. That is regulated, federally regulated. You know it is. That's
of course
why.
I do. But you know that service stations will make the gas coming out of that pump a little, like a little a trickle, and it'll be bringing up a big $20 price,
nope,
and you're getting a half a gallon of gas.
Nope,
well, wait, that's
wrong.
Impossible,
you're
because
wrong.
When I turn the key, I'm going to see if I got a full tank.
You get a full tank, yeah, for $100.
You're crazy.
You're nuts. All right, listen, Brad.
Hey, listen, pal. Don't you drive the truck, man. I'm the guy that operates the service station.
Don't even operate a service station. You sound like you've got a personal problem.
No, sir, I don't. When you find a toilet seat in the potato chip section, then you won't be so Mr. I Haul Gas Big Shot. Jesus, the stuff that comes out, it's like a kid taking a pee. No, he thinks he's a big shot.
Yeah,
all right, okay,
big
Brad.
Shot.
You think you're a big shot because you
haul
gas.
No, sir. I go to a lot of different gas stations, and there's nobody around that I ever see with the mess that you're talking about.
Okay.
You are just simply out of place. And I'm sorry. I don't have time to argue.
How much
with
are
you
they?
Because you aren't going to.
What's the price? What's a gallon of gas up where you live? What, how
dollar,
much?
$1.79 right
$1.79.
Right.
Well, it's $2 out here, and you want to know why?
So what? It'll be $2 around here too.
We got pigs living out here. Maybe you got cleaner people.
I'm glad I'm not on the East Coast. Then, if everybody's like that. Huh?
Well, hey, I'm not on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, Mister. I haul mobile.
No,
well,
I don't
whatever.
Haul mobile.
Right.
I haul them off. And what difference does it make?
Maybe you ought to haul ass instead of gas, Pedro. Because
hey, yo, man, come on. Listen, Brad, thanks for your call. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. How do you keep customers with an attitude like that?
Mr. Henry, I have...
No, how do you keep customers with an attitude like that? You jack the price of gas on them. You call them pigs. The one lady, you called her a whore. God, you call her an old whore for taking too many pennies? 1-800-449-8686. Sonia, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
my question, or my comment rather, to Van or Vernon was, if he had thoroughly researched this business, he would know that that was unfortunately part of the parcel. That I know that, I've not even researched it, but if I go into a gas station, it's very likely that it's going to be fairly disgusting in there, because I've been through quite a few gas
stations. Okay, all right, that's fine. So what am I supposed to do, sit there and take it? Or do I somehow
train? No, absolutely not.
I would train my customers to act like human beings instead of like they're living in Baghdad, because that's what these people do over there.
Okay, but just a comment as
well,
Vern, is that if you apply punishment to somebody, it has to be connected with what they're being punished for. And jacking the price of gas because of coffee or stirrers or for, you know, not very nice toilet usage is not connecting a punishment with
Sonia, I don't know what you do for a living. I'm in retail gasoline sales.
Right.
All right. They spill nacho cheese at the hot nacho cheese counter. And they
right.
got four chips, okay? So what they've got is 6 pounds of cheese and four nacho chips.
Mm.
Do you know whose ass that comes out of? Mine. And what am I supposed to do?
And I understand that, Ben, and I have worked in retail in my
jack
past.
Jack the price of the cheese.
Six pounds of molten cheese for one chip.
Right, and I understand where you're coming from, and it's not very nice because a lot of people listening have worked in retail before, but if people move around stuff, unfortunately, it has to be moved back, and that is the responsibility of the shopkeeper.
Well, that's true,
the store owner.
Ma'am,
and that's just part of the process.
Yeah, right.
And actually, what I do for a living is I'm a dog trainer, and puppies and dogs have accidents sometimes, and I have to clean it up quite often.
This is maybe, if you think people are animals, Vernon, this may be the lady who...
Let me ask you something. We're in America. We don't call them shopkeepers here. We're store owners.
Well, store owners.
Shopkeeper
sorry,
sounds
I
like
apologize
you're, sounds like you're some little old lady with wire-rimmed glasses, and you're selling, condoms. Now,
right,
okay,
then my
Jesus,
point
the,
is
yeah,
that that's unfortunately part of the business.
Is gas expensive in Australia, or do you have refineries? I'm sure you have refineries there.
I wouldn't know because I'm from England. But my point is, if you like the smell of gas and to tinkle around
it.
With cars,
yes,
get
do.
Into a garage-type business. Don't have a gas station.
Sonia,
just do repairs.
I think you're a marvelous lady, but you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Because...
Isn't that funny?
Well, anyway, at least he's not swearing at me.
I think she's a charming lady. I think she's got a good point.
Well, she's got a fantastic point. You have to understand that these are customers, and it's part of the business. And, you know,
absolutely.
One of the reasons you're a part owner, man, you teach school during the year, and you are a football coach. During the summer months, you're helping your brother out, right?
Okay, that's true.
All right. Maybe you could ask your brother not to send you into the toilet to pull the maxi pads out. Maybe he should hire somebody to do it.
No,
right.
He sends me. He sends me.
All right, so your anger is misplaced. You should be angry at your brother-in-law.
My brother-in-law lost his legs in Vietnam. So
is he in a wheelchair?
He's on a pallet board. And
he's on a pallet board?
Yes, sir.
Rolling himself around the gas station on a pallet board?
Yes. Now, do you want him to climb up and scrub a toilet?
Sonia, go ahead.
Oh, okay. But Vern, you hire someone else to do it. You know, a lot of the big stores and small places, they still have people that come in to specifically do that the owners don't have to do that, because it's not a pleasant part of the business. But in every shop or store or garage or whatever that has, you know, a bathroom or a coffee station, it's the same. It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen, so you prepare for it.
You know, you sound, are you from, where'd you say?
England.
Are you married?
All right, never mind. Never mind.
No, I'm just wondering, is the lady married?
Yes, I am.
You are? All right. Well, I live in Los Angeles, California. If you're ever out this way, maybe you'd like to come in and plunge a toilet with me. I don't know.
Okay. Sonia, thank you for your call.
My final note is, it sounds like he really has a lot of anger and everything.
I do.
He probably could do well with going to some therapy.
I'm sure you keep a real clean loo.
Yeah,
think you might benefit from actually going to see someone who can help you with anger that you're feeling.
So all of a sudden now I'm mentally disturbed because I don't want people
you just seem to have a lot of anger, and I could hear in your voice that you were getting more stressed.
I could too, yeah.
Also, your language was not nice.
What language
and I
did
think
I use?
You need to maybe talk to someone about it, or you may consider getting out the business.
Ma'am,
or having someone come in to do the unpleasant part of the business.
Ma'am, I'm not a Springer Spaniel, all right? You, what are you doing? You're trying to get me to sit? All I'm saying...
All right. Thank you very much, Sonia.
Thank you.
What is the...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier on the line with me. He is a service station owner. The price of gasoline is up to $2 a gallon. He says that he's jacked the price at his station because he's tired of people coming in, not flushing toilets, leaving the bathroom looking like crap, 6 pounds of nacho cheese for 4 chips, spilling the cappuccino everywhere, taking the Kit Kat bars and moving them over to the Heath bars, etc., etc. And he says it's time for service station owners to fight back and raise the price of gasoline until people, customers, act like human beings. And this, with the possibility of a war with Iraq and even higher gasoline prices. This is The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.
Mr. Dozier, Vernon Dozier with us. Mr. Dozier, you are a high school football coach. You're a math teacher. You own part of a service station because you can do that during the summer months. Your attitude about your customers being so filthy in the bathroom that's why you jack the price of gas is only going to make you angrier, and you're going to... How much does a gallon of gas cost right now at your service station?
Let me explain something, Mr. Henry.
No, how much does a gallon of gas cost now?
It costs $4.50. And let me explain something.
$4.50?
Let me explain, okay? The pigs that come in here, and I mean they come through here like it's rawhide, the animals mooing and bleating as they come through here, crapping all over the bathroom floor, pumping 12 pounds of cheese onto one nacho chip, using 5 cream packs, son of a...
$4.50.
That's GD right.
Why?
Because that's how filthy they are. So I kept jacking the price. I get $4.50 for a gallon of gas.
How many customers do you have?
I don't have any. But that's the principle.
See, that's the...
No. That's the principle of the matter is I raise the price. And I feel good.
You feel good. You got no customers. Nobody buying your gas. It's $4.50 a gallon.
That's right.
And no one's buying it.
Not lately, no.
When did they buy it last?
When it was $2.
Good luck.
Thank you.